Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Heyo, Corey Blaze here. Before we start the world's most entertaining show, let me tell you about the world's greatest electronic cigarette and e-liquid, Halo Cigs. They're not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Halo Cigs understands what it's like to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. That's why they've asked me to encourage you to make the switch. Or if you know someone who smokes, you know how harmful secondhand smoke can be. The electronic cigarettes at Halo Cigs is not only better for the everyday smoker, it's better for those around. The American-made e-liquids are odorless and tobacco-free, so give it a try. I did. I made the switch. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Are you?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I don't normally start the show off like this, but I think I am.
What?
Orly.
You're scaring me.
Don't be scared. You've been here long enough to know not to be scared.
I know. I see a smile. That's good. You walked in earlier, and you kind of were intimidating. You walked in the studio, and you looked upset, and I feel bad because I didn't say, is there anything wrong, or how are you doing, because it could turn into... It could turn into you being really upset, but then I think your feelings could be hurt and you might just need somebody to talk to.
No, I'm extremely focused.
Okay, there we go.
There's a difference. Trust me, the color of the walls will change when I'm upset.
All right.
Right, Lip?
I think so.
Thank you, Lip. Appreciate
that. Or things will be broken.
Yeah, thanks. This is why I don't tell you nothing.
Poor Coxer.
Lip gun is three words. He can go home now.
Yeah, back to sleep with you. Orly, did you have a chance to listen to Full Court Press Radio this past Monday?
I did not have a chance.
Well, they called you out.
Did they?
Yes, and I figured that you didn't hear it, and why would you?
Yeah.
I think probably me and three other people heard that episode, according to their statistics. Hey, Lady K. And so they called you out on something at the beginning of their show.
All right.
And I asked Lip to do a little producing for me to pull up a clip. And I want to play this clip for you. And then I want to hear your response. And I thought I turned Wally off, and I didn't. He's off now. All right, Lip, roll that clip. This is from Full Court Press Radio, our sister company.
You know there's a difference between the forward slash and the backslash?
I mean, like, I know.
Like, forward slash.
Obviously, I know the, like, slash.
So with the forward slash, you know, the top goes to the right, and the bottom goes towards the left.
Right.
And that's a forward slash.
Right.
So well, like this, on a backslash, the other way, yeah, on a backslash, like,
kissy face radio, kissy face radio,
with the bottom going towards the right. Yeah. So it looks like this.
Looks, yeah.
And when you put the two slashes together, you get an X.
An X.
But you know, there's some people in the world who don't know the difference between a forward slash and a backslash.
Uh huh.
And it's very important that we learn the difference, because if you're like
you
advertising or like
it? That show sounds like crap, by the way. I apologize for that. Their producer is the worst person on the planet. My farts sound better than that show,
but they don't smell better.
No, I mean, it's just the most teeny little. All right, let it
play. Trying to drive people to certain places.
Yeah.
And you tell them the wrong slash. They're going to go to wrong websites, and you're not going to get credit for certain things.
What? I feel like there's more to this story.
Oh, I'm just saying, there's a certain person who shall not be named orally on a show that may or may not be our sister show, Fat Guy Radio Show, who made the mistake last week while I was listening. You know, I'm very unforgiving because... Corey Blaze is a close personal friend of mine.
No, he called I'm it not. A backslash?
No, he I'm called not. It a backslash. And I wanted to backslash him across the face.
Yeah, you just get a 404 error if you put in the backslash.
Exactly. And we don't get no credits. So come on, Orly, do your job right. And I hope you're listening. And I hope you call me out on your show, because I'll come back here next Monday and call you out again.
Oh. He ain't listen. That fool doesn't know how
and
to
he can't count.
He doesn't know English.
He don't know what 5 words and 6 words are.
Oh. 5 words. And
all right, so they called
they
you
called
out.
Me out.
They called you out for not knowing the difference between a backslash and a forward slash. And then they called you out on the fact that you can't count. And for new listeners that may or may not just be finding the show for the first time, last week we had a Facebook question of the week. What 5 words would you say to quit your job? And there were some phrases that were, according to Full Court Press, according to DTE, that were more than 5 words. And yet you said that they were 5 words. So, Orly, what say you on this call out from Full Court Press Radio? These sports boys called you out on. Now, granted, 3 people heard it.
Yeah.
But what say you, Or?
Let me rephrase that. 3 people of their listeners.
Yeah, I got a few things for them. First of all, I was reading listener answers. Listeners, they might not know what those are, but anyways, I was reading our listeners, and I let our listeners say what they want. If they want to use 5 words, they want to use 6 words, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because I'm going to please them, so they keep listening to our show, so we keep getting more listeners, and those listeners keep coming back.
Ah!
That's one reason.
I see a trend here with the word listeners.
Yeah. Another thing on the backslash or forward slash, whatever I was saying wrong, they're probably just upset because... I actually share their show. I tell people to listen, and I usually probably say the wrong thing. Maybe I say backslash.
Blackish splash.
So black. Maybe all the people I'm telling to listen to the show, I'm giving the wrong address. Maybe that's why they don't have listeners. I don't know. That could be a reason they're upset if I gave the right address.
Now, you know how much... I love it. Now, that sexy high yellow mocha cub over there on Full Court Press Radio. I mean, yes, I would lick him from head to toe. What? I'm sorry. I apologize.
I got one
that.
More thing. I'm not done.
Oh, you got
one
more. Keep going. I'm sorry.
And the only reason it's kind of like, you know, like rappers have beef and you're going to be like, who's this guy calling out 50 Cent? We never heard of him. Of course you haven't heard of him. He's trying to get publicity. Same thing with them.
So So you're saying that DTE on Full Court Press Radio is trying to use your good name tied to this good show. See how I made that about me, Lip? Yeah. Your good name tied to this good show with my moody ass. They're trying to garner some play and some numbers by trying to build some drama between their show and our show.
Exactly. So basically, right now when he said that he'll come back with something else, he probably thinks some of our listeners may go listen. And they may go listen.
That's true.
And
that's
we're
true.
Not competing because we're not on the same time. But if we were, I'm pretty sure they'd come back to our show anyway. So
now look it. Now, I didn't tell you about this prior to the show. Sometimes we discuss things, sometimes we don't. And the reason why I didn't tell you about this before the show started, Orly, because I really wanted to see how you were going to react. And like I said, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. The difference between you and DTE is that you... got me. Okay. So I got your back on this.
That's
all right.
Good.
So DTE, Daniel Taylor of Full Court Press Radio. Sure, you can call out my boy Orly on that, but let me call you out on something. I can tell y'all what y'all ate on Monday night. It was Chinese food. You want to know why? You left your damn Chinese sticks in the studio, you nasty bastards. Whose lips were chapped? Let me see. Somebody's got Burt Bees Vanilla Bean Moisturizing Lip Balm. I don't know which one of y'all on Full Court Press Radio's got them ashy, chappy lips, but this you ain't getting back. FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com, and I will give this Burt Bees Vanilla Bean lip gloss or lip balm away. You call out my boy Orly, I got his back. I thought you, Orly, I really thought you were just going to roll over and just take it up the hoo-ha, but you fought back. And that's what I love about it, is you fight back. You got to have some fight in you. Don't let that, who cares if me and DTE are bumping uglies, what?
We did say they were kissy face. Maybe they share that chapstick.
Well, no, Ryan and DTE are kissy face. Ryan and Daniel Taylor are kissy face. I mean, can they not agree on anything more? Let's do, here we go, Orly. Let's do a playlist. Because a lot of our listeners have not heard their show. So me and you, we're going to do a playlist on how full court press radio is, okay?
All right.
All righty. So, hey, Orly, I really enjoy everything that Kobe Bryant did when he retired.
I really enjoy everything Kobe Bryant did, too.
Oh, I'm supposed to be Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, let me get the
Ryan. I figured you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get the Ryan voice then. Okay. I really enjoyed everything that Kobe Bryant did when he retired. What about you, DT?
I really like everything Kobe Bryant did, too.
I mean, he is the greatest basketball player of all times, and I'm really skinny, and I'm really white, and I have lots of money, and I don't know if Corey really wants to touch me. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost it.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get a close-up of myself on Snapchat.
Oh,
and sing in my car.
Make sure that you post another beautiful picture of yourself for all of your day job people to watch. All of your day job people. Oh. Screw you, full court press radio. Don't start no war with Orly. He's got a Corey. And when you put us together, we are both Corley!
Yeah!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Drummond, when you hush up, you never brought a girl home. The least you can do is let us talk to her.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know her a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers and candy, take me to a movie, show me a lovely evening, then I would take him home and give him hot, lovely relations. Relations is a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of, especially to young people.
That's your whole Edmund.
You know, sometimes when I'm alone, I relate to myself.
I can relate.
Mama.
I don't want to hear this while I'm eating.
Cletus, stop talking to me.
So, Carla, do you like children?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait for Sherman to bring me home some grand babies.
Hey, I know you're going to enjoy making them babies. Got them child-bearing hips. Baby pop right out.
Your family got any money? I ain't paying for no big-ass wedding.
Oh, Carla, I know a wonderful minister. What religious background are you?
Yeah, you know, I still got my wedding dress if you want it. I'll take it in and let you wear. You look so lovely, Aaron. It's white, though. Can you wear a white wedding dress, young lady? Now, Sherman, you can wear a white tuxedo. Did you know Sherman?
Sherman never had relations.
Mama, you gonna embarrass my baby.
Don't be got a strong back.
Oh, look at my
when
baby
you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow off.
Pop, go the Weezer.
I got my own self hot telling that story.
Pop, go the Weezer, because the Weezer say, pop,
ah, I feel good.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
I love that movie. All right, everybody. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. We need to update that number. We're still right
there.
It's
been stuck for a while.
Yeah, it's been stuck on dumb. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and our official Fat Guy Radio Show app available in the iTunes store and, of course, always on fatguyradioshow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Orly over there.
Hello.
And that's Philippius.
Yes.
All right, folks, make sure that you interact with us during the show. We've got a couple of tweets already coming in where people can't breathe because of my Ryan Scott impersonation, but that's what they get. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by our brand new sponsor. We're talking about Target. And I was so excited after last
last week when we introduced Target, how excited so many people were to have Target on the show. And thank you, Richard, Uncle Richard, who gave us a good shout out, a little encouragement there that this is only the beginning. But folks, thank you so much. Target has recognized the importance of internet radio listeners and how much you guys have supported Fat Guy Radio Show over the past 5 years. And they want a little piece of what you guys have been doing. So when you think Target, do all your shopping through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Target right now has all the great savings on back to school items. It's back to school season right now. To school and beyond at Target.com. Save up to 30% on backpack school clothes. Receive a $5 gift card when you purchase $30 or more on school supplies and backpacks. And if you want more ways to save, sign up for the Target Red Card. Save 5% today and every day shopping with your Target Red Card. Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, and we thank you. Yeah. Now, the funny thing is about that whole opening rant about Full Court Press Radio is that we never once set their website.
Backslash.
Yeah, it's backslash. I got nothing. All right, everybody, welcome to another funny show. And something big has happened.
What has happened?
No, nothing big by me. Something big has happened, and I asked the little scientist in the back room to pull me a clip so that I can put in my replay machine, and this is the clip. That was a little longer than I had expected it to be. I didn't expect to get the whole chorus, but they also gave me the bump. Oh, happy day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a happy day. And I'm going to tell you why it is a happy day. Because
it's Thursday.
That's one reason. But there's another reason why it's a happy day, because never before done or never before experienced on Fat Guy Radio Show, Orly and I have finally agreed to watch the same thing on television. Now, it's not a movie. It's a television show. So that is why it warrants. Oh, happy day. Because I feel that it's a happy day.
Yes. Mm. We usually, if we've caught the same show before, we usually don't agree on it.
Exactly.
Or it's usually not even like, it's good, but it's usually like, that show sucks.
Would you not say that this is a happy day?
It's a very happy day.
I want to be able to hear that lip, because I'm going to hit that every time, because I feel good in my spirit. I feel good in my soul that Orly and I finally have connected. No, we have not seen the inside of each other's homes. We have no clue what they smell like. Orly lives 438,000 miles away from me. Not my fault. I had my house first. So
you think?
No. I had mine first, because I've owned my home longer than he's even been in Phoenix. So again, Lip, you made me happy again. Oh, happy day. That's why I'm talking about, because yes, ladies and gentlemen, here on Fat Guy Radio Show, Orly and I have seen eye to eye, nose to nose, lip to lip, not Philippius, but lip to lip, and we have watched Animal Kingdom. Oh, happy day. I turned you on to it, Orly, yeah?
You did.
And I told him, you've got to get in on this show. And you took the gamble and watched it, because it is a little bit of a dark show. And it is, for those of you that don't know, it did season finale last week. So we're a week behind. We're going to try to get to this last week, but we didn't. So Orly, let me set it up. I'll set it up for people that may or may not have seen it. Animal Kingdom is a crime drama TV series on, I believe it is TNT. No.
TBS, I think. It's one or the other.
One of those. I don't know why it doesn't say it on here, but it doesn't say it.
Not to be confused with something on Animal Planet.
Yes.
Which I first thought.
And not to be confused with the special exhibit at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And not to be confused with the movie Animal Kingdom,
That is a UK movie that this actual TV show is based on. But the series centers around a 17-year-old kid named Jay, short for Joshua Cody, who moves in with his free-willing relatives in their Southern California beach town after his mother dies of a heroin overdose. Now, I have watched this TV show, and it has taken me on an emotional roller coaster and plot twist that I would have never, ever anticipated. I'm not going to say spoiler alert because the series is over. But you can go back on TNT and watch some of the, you can catch up on all of them on demand.
So if you have TNT, you should be able to get them all. You get them for free on demand.
Yes, you can get them for free on demand. They do have commercials, but yes, it is on the TNT network. So if it wasn't everything about this TV show, and I'm going to try not to go into too much detail about it, but the TV show gripped me from the beginning. No, it had nothing to do with there being a lot of shirtless dudes in this in this TV show, but that did help.
What drew you in a little bit?
It did. Beach, sand, water. No shirts, surfboards, boners, I'm in. What?
No, it's a great show. Like, to be honest, when you first told me about it, and you kind of talked about it, but you didn't really go detail about it.
I didn't go deep into it.
I didn't even really know that it was about what it's about. Like, I didn't know it was that type of show.
It is so messed up about this family and what they do, and it's all under the helm of the matriarch, Smurf.
Yeah, Smurf.
Smurf is the leader. She is the leader. And Smurf is played by, I tried to have all the details. Smurf is played by Ellen Barkin.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Ellen Barkin is who plays Smurf. And she's got her sons, who I'm doing finger quotations, because if you notice that three of them have her last name,
yeah.
Cody, one doesn't. Yet the one that she seems to be banging in the TV show also has her last name, the big tall one with the long hair.
Yeah,
Craig. Craig. She seems like that she's banging Craig.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird relationship with the kids. It's kind
of,
well, they're not kids, and that's another thing too. I mean, I love the show. Don't get me wrong.
Yes,
but I do have a few dislikes, which I'll share with you.
Okay. Well, I want to know what you, because I was all in, and the season finale. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody because you can go back and watch it. And if you have some time, go back. They're 47 minutes long. Take an afternoon and sit there and watch it all. And it is absolutely worth it if you like that crime drama type dark television programming. Yeah. So what did you think about it, Orly?
That's one thing that made me really like, because I loved it. Kind of reminded me of Sons of Anarchy a little bit.
A little bit, it did.
You got Gemma, the mom in Sons of Anarchy, which is Katie Sagal, how she's kind of a crazy lady. And it kind of reminds me of the same thing. You know, they have this lady that's kind of controlling the everybody.
Because Smurf is out of her gourd.
Yeah, she's.
And she, as you watch the episodes, dude, she got worse and worse and worse. And I don't know, but she always said, well, how do you feel, baby? Every time she called one of her sons baby, it just sent shivers through my body. It was so, baby, I want to wear your skin as a suit, and I'm going to gargle with your testicles. I mean, that's how freaky it felt when she said baby.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like I said, a weird relationship between all of them. Yeah, so that's one of the reasons I like it. And I've always kind of had, like, I wouldn't say, like, fixation, but I've always been into, like, the mob type crime family.
It
not necessarily, like, gang member stuff, because, I mean, I grew up in California. I could have been in a gang if I wanted to. But, I mean, as far as, like, crime families, I don't think I could ever, like, it's almost like I get obsessed with it, but, I mean, I don't think I'd ever want to actually be in one, obviously.
Sure.
Because I was kind of a chicken as a kid. If my mom even said she was going to, told me to do something, I'd be like, wait, don't leave me, though. Stay right there. Like, you know, so I wouldn't do some of the stuff they're doing. But, yeah, it kind of makes you feel like part of the family in a way, I guess, when you're watching it. So, I don't know, it's cool. It's really
insane, number one. Some of the situations that they get into as the show goes on is that Jay, the 17-year-old, The first episode shows his mother dying from an overdose.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned this on the show that the cops walk in. They say, what does she take this time? Giving the impression that they have been there several times before to kind of tend to her. But then a couple episodes in, Jay starts to discover that maybe one of Smurf's sons may or may not have been his father.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think it's in episode 6 or 7 where Jay finally comes up to Baz and ask, are you my dad? And Baz just completely just double talks him.
Yeah.
And says, you know, you're grown ass man now. What's the point? Who cares who your dad is? And I'm just sitting there, and of course, you know, waterworks are just down my face. I'm like, this little deuce is trying to find his daddy. He's trying to find his papa. And nobody wants to tell him who his papa is. But you see the struggle between Jay wanting to be good and in his mind being programmed against the fact, against this side of his family, but he really has nobody else. And the episode where he went actually searching for his dad, where he went back to the apartment his mom died in, that blew me away. Again, waterworks. But then you get angry and you get pissed off because on top of that, you have something weird going on with Catherine, who is married to Baz, but Catherine has some weird connection to Pope.
Yeah, that was kind of weird too.
And I was waiting for, because Catherine is one of the characters, and I mean, if we're your catch up, watch the show.
I know Lip looks lost.
Lip is lost.
We'll try not to drag it on too long, so people are on like, what the hell is going on?
Exactly. We're talking about Animal Kingdom on TNT. Check it out, TNT.com, Animal Kingdom. All of the episodes are there. You want to watch it. You really want to get in on this. And then when you do, we'll sit down and rip our pants off and have a round table about it.
Was there anything you dislike? Because I have a few dislikes what I would like to tell you.
There wasn't one thing that I disliked about this show. Not one thing. The plot twists were there. They left me hanging just enough. I mean, they didn't completely like leave all questions unanswered, but they left it. They left some cliffhangers at the season finale as to what's going to happen when, because Baz is trying to, I don't want to get into it, but they left me with just enough of a hanger on to make me pull my bottom lip over the top of my head waiting for season 2 in 2017.
Yeah.
But what didn't you like about it?
Well, a few things. Well, that's one thing though. I binge watched it. So now when it does come back, I'm gonna have to like wait each week to see each show, which is kind of gonna suck. But what I didn't like, it's not that I hated some of the stuff, but I said I liked it because it's kind of like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
But I kind of didn't like it because it is like Sons of Anarchy. Like I feel like they kind of copied it in a way.
See, I'm not
big bad thing.
I'm not very familiar with Sons of Anarchy, so
I like it. If you like this show, you'll love it.
Really?
It's crazy, crazier.
All I know about Sons of Anarchy are motorcycles.
Which, and then that's another thing. Jax, the main character of Sons of Anarchy, kind of resembles. They kind of like copy. The dude with the blonde long hair?
That would be my date bait, Darren.
Okay, and that's
played
another thing
by
too.
Jack Weary. Sexy.
There's another thing.
Made me feel bad in my nether regions.
I'm definitely not a homophobe.
Uh-huh.
But there's kind of a gay thing there, and it's kind of like, to me, there's
you
nothing wrong
with
that.
You didn't catch that?
Darren
is literally giving it up the booty to the dude that owns the surf shop.
But to me, is there something down the road that's going to tie into that, or is it just his character?
Like, I don't know.
It's kind of awkward.
But did you see the episode where Craig figured out that Darren was giving it to the surf dude up the butt?
Yeah, his brother. I think
when
he
figured that out, I did a backflip over the couch. I was so excited.
Yeah, it was just kind of random though to me, and I was like, why are they throwing that in? But anyway,
that wasn't random. That was so set up. Orlia, you watch the same show?
Yeah, but I mean,
I hit the whole happy didn't happen, gay thing.
If that didn't happen, him not being gay or whatever, like, it wouldn't change the story, really. So I'm just wondering why they threw that in. If there's something down the road, I don't know.
There might be. That may be one of those little hanger-oner things. But you got to realize that one out of the four brothers, all those four brothers are badasses. They eat nuts and bolts and milk for cereal for breakfast. And you've got four of those badasses, and then you got one dude that's giving it up, that's putting it up the rooter-tooter of the surf shop boy. One guy out of all of that, I think that the writers and the producers wanted to put that in there to just mess with our minds, because the way that family is, as close-knit as they are, what's their number one rule? No secrets, and don't take risk. But then you've got Darren, who's got the biggest secret of all,
true,
where he's putting it up the Yahoo Surfer Boys butt. I just like saying Surfer Boys.
A few other things is, let's see.
I'm really excited about this TV show.
Okay, I was going to say not enough violence, but I think the very last episode, it finally started. Because I watched Sons of Anarchy, and it's like somebody getting killed or somebody getting shot each week.
Uh-huh.
Not that I love violence, but to me, I felt it could have been a little more throughout, like more beating up people more, which they started to do towards the end. You know, they got a little
crazier. It got
more
violent. But also, I think that the reason why there wasn't so much violence, not to say that your observation is bad, but I think the reason why there wasn't so much violence.
Because they say they don't hurt people. They try not to, right?
They try not to hurt people, and they don't take risk.
Yeah.
They take calculated risks. They are basically a high-end organized crime family where everything is so well calculated. I mean, dude, when they were doing some robberies, did you see some of the equipment they were
whipping
out?
They're smart. They're smart.
Very smart. But I think that's the reason why, just to kind of maybe help you along and kind of understanding it a little.
And then the last thing is Jay, the one of the main, they're kind of all main characters, but Jay.
Yeah, Jay's the
main. He always just barely whispers, and it drives me crazy.
He did.
Are you okay? And he's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But is everything going to be all right? Are you going to be able to handle this? Yeah, I'll be fine. And I'm like, speak up.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you on that. I didn't classify it as a bad thing because I have an amazing surround sound system. So I just kind of cranked it up. But you're right. Jay did mumble. And because I think he was overplaying the whole idea that, you know, his mother's dead.
Yeah.
You know, but dude, and you saw the season finale,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah.
You saw the season finale.
Yeah.
Dude.
So people check it out for
How
sure.
are you not as excited as I am?
I am. No, it was great. I've been actually trying to get some of the people on the show. So hopefully. Happy
day. Beautiful.
We'll get somebody, mark my words, we'll get somebody on the show.
Somebody on the show.
Somebody from that show on the show, whether it's somebody else sitting on the beach in the background.
Uh-huh.
Something, we'll get somebody.
And when we get them on the show, Orly, you see what I'm doing with my hand? You see what I'm doing? I'm going to do that the whole time they're on the show. You see what I'm doing with my hand? Yeah. Out of camera frame, too. You see what I'm doing? Orly, look at what I'm doing, Orly. Look at what I'm doing with my hand.
Can we go to break?
I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do it the whole time. All right. When we get back, another happy day. I did something that no one will ever believe that I did. Unfortunately, Orly, you're the only one that's going to have to guess it because Philippius already knows, because I was so excited. I was arcing loads across the room when I had to break the news to my best friend, and I had to tell him, and he was the first person, and the only other person that knows is my dad. But my dad didn't care because he wanted to spoil it by telling me that somebody that I haven't seen in 20 years died. All right, we'll be back on the other side of this break. Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Cigs. Hello from Halo, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids in flavors to match any smoker's desire. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic e-cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. I made the switch, folks. You see me every once in a while on my camera shot holding up my Triton tank system, and I even have my refill bottle here, which is 18 milliliter Sub-Zero. It's a menthol flavor, and I get it all from Halo Cig. See what PC Magazine calls a top-rated e-cig company two years in a row. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Halo Cigs, I am vaping, baby. All right, Orly, it's back on you. Everybody knows that I am a pussified city boy. I am.
You are.
He doesn't like dirt under his nails.
I don't like dirt under my nails. I have been known to go and have manicures. I am a pussified city boy, and you know what? I own it. I own the fact that I work in an office. I sit in a nice chair. I have lots of technology around me. I'm on computers. I'm a blurred. You know what a blurred is?
I don't.
It's a black nerd. I am a blurred, and I am okay with being a blurred.
A blurred.
A blurred, you know? So I took a risk this past, what was it, Lip? Sunday?
Was it Sunday?
No, it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. It was Saturday because something happened on Sunday that I thought was pretty cool too. I'll tell you after the show. But on Saturday, I took a risk orally.
Yep.
Now, what would, just thinking about who I am, what would you think would be the furthest thing that I would do willingly? The furthest thing that I will do willingly.
Fasting.
No. No, I am sorry. That is not correct. That dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. I'll give you a hint.
All right.
It was somewhat physical. Lip, would you say that it was a physical thing?
Did you break a sweat?
I did.
Yes.
It was a physical thing.
You mowed your lawn.
I did not mow my lawn, but I do mow my lawn only in the winter. I'm sorry, I did not mow my lawn. But what I did was done close to my lawn.
So you wear gloves for this.
Barbecued project. Outside?
I did not barbecue outside, no. But it was done close to the lawn. I will give you another hint. It was in the front part of my house. The front part of my house. I was outside.
You petted your neighbor's cat.
I did not pet the neighbor's cat. She's not talking to me, unfortunately. She's not talking to me. She's actually literally looking down at her feet and walking into her house. That's how bad
I give up.
Gotten. Cat,
you got to tell me.
Okay. Automobile repair.
You fixed something in your car?
I fixed something in my car. Don't
even,
laugh at me.
You can't even fix your windshield wipers.
I know.
What happened with that?
Or his window.
Or my window. Yeah. I don't even know how to air up the tires. But I did fix this. You want to know why I fixed it? I was going to pay my mechanic $180 to do this repair. But something in my pea little brain said, look this up on YouTube. So I looked it up on YouTube. They didn't have my exact car, but they had a same year, same manufacturer, Honda, but a different model Honda. But the Honda's engines are all built the same.
You worked on the engine?
I worked on the engine. I did the engine. I got to go back to it, Lip, now because it's another good thing. Oh, wait. No, I asked the scientist at B2B Radio Network to come up with something else for this bit. I worked on the engine, and you know what? That makes me a man.
Not the most manliest song, but hey.
Hey.
It works.
That's the reason that's not most manliest.
You could have played Macho Man.
Oh, well, I didn't think of that. I don't know many songs that have man in it.
A lot.
That aren't done by Darren. But anyway, so I opened up the hood myself after I watched a YouTube channel.
Dusty old thing, huh?
It was completely dusty. I watched it on YouTube. I have been driving my SUV around with a leaky power steering hose. And what the power steering hose has been doing is it has been leaking down onto the alternator. Mm. And I have been blowing through alternators like Lip blows through toilet paper. Mm. Every time I turn around, the alternator was going out. So my mechanic told me, Corey, to be $180 to get this hose replaced. So I looked under the hood. I told myself, I said, myself said, huh? Look under the hood to see how accessible the hose is. This might be something you can do because once again, Orly, I'm a man.
You thought I'm a man and I've messed with some hose before.
It was a short hose, luckily. So, of course, I'm very familiar with short hoses.
Was it black, too, right?
And it was, Lip, that was hurtful. It was black and crusty. It was black. And so you tried to say, never mind, I'm not getting into that. So I looked it up on YouTube, found out how to do it, called up a Honda dealership because they always tell you when you're dealing with a Honda, you want to get Honda authentic parts. And that's exactly what I did. I called up a Honda dealership. I gave them the make and model. And to make sure that the part matched perfectly, I gave them the VIN number. Because Honda can look up stuff by the VIN number. And they know every little itty bitty little part inside the engine. I know that sounds cool. Like something that, you know, is new. But it's new to me. Went there. Got the part. I was going to pay my mechanic $180. Guess how much the part was?
$35.
$12. $12 hose. At the $12 hose, I popped it off. I took the clamps off. I had to rig up some stuff because I didn't have those little clamp.
Hose clamps?
Not hose. Well, they did call for a hose clamp to stop all the leakage from the oil that was going to come out.
Yeah.
But there was another little hint that I read up on the internet that said just put paper towels down there and protect the components under the hose where the hose comes off because oil is going to leak down. Did that. Totally did that. Stopped by the Circle K on the way back from the Honda dealership. I went to the Honda dealership in the other car. Stopped by a Circle K, robbed them of all of those outside gas pump paper towels.
And then clean your windshield while you're at it.
The homeless guy at the corner cleaned the windshield. But just took all the paper towels. I mean, I didn't even go from the little pull down area. I popped the top of that bitch off and just took a big stack, got back in the car, drove off. You know what I mean? Said, hey, how you doing? So get back, packed all that stuff up, got it all out, had my little toolbox that is still in perfect shape, perfectly clean.
It the wrapper's still on
the
it.
Wrap, the sticker on the top of it still says Home Depot, you know, because I never used it. And so I got some pliers. I took the clamps off. I loosened the clamps. I even took the whole oil reservoir lip off the side of the truck. Tilted it on its side so that all the oil wouldn't spill out. Because it had a leak, there wasn't much oil in there. I mean, every time I turned my wheel, it'd be like, you know, and it was really embarrassing because you couldn't sneak up on people when you're trying to stare at them through lips bushes. So I took the reservoir off the side of the car, turned it on its side, took the hose off, put the brand new hose on there. And just in case nobody believed me, after the show tonight, on my Facebook page, I will post my celebratory video that I recorded because I know nobody is going to believe that this pussyfied city boy changed his own power steering hose on his SUV. I'm a man.
Congratulations.
Now. So, of course.
So now we could all call you up when we have some car problems.
Yes, because I am the car master. And of course, the first thing that I do is I want to celebrate this moment with the car guru himself, my best friend, Philippius Imperium Martinez Hernandez Gonzalez
III.
No, he's not Guadalupe anymore. Guadalupe. That part of the family died off. They were in Louisiana. They couldn't swim. So I'm sorry. Too soon. I'm sorry. Please send your complaints to Dite. Not going to touch him anymore inappropriately until he says sorry to Orly.com. So I send a text to Philippius and I say, you'll never guess what I did. And I explain it to him and he's like, oh, yay. I'm like, does this make me a man? And then, of course, the way in perfect Philippius fashion, Orly. Perfect Philippians fashion. I send him a text. Does this make me a man? 2 hours go by. 2 hours. Nothing.
He's one of those texters?
He's one of those texters. But you know what? He isn't even here in Studio G for longer than 3 hours a night, and his phone never leaves his side when his girl sends him any type of text message. I don't care what's going to fall out of her in December. Anytime she can send him a text message right now and he will completely screw up the whole show to check his phone.
He'll hold up a sign saying commercial break.
But his best friend, the fat guy who doesn't do crap, finally does an accomplishment that changed my life. And I want to celebrate it with my friend. And he makes me wait 2 hours for a response.
Come on, Luke. Tell him right now on the show that he's a man.
No, he can't. Because when I texted him, when he waited 2 hours, after my last text in was, hey, does this make me a man now? 2 hours later, he replies, not quite, but good try.
Well, you're a macho man in my book.
I am. So I was excited about that, but that is not as nearly as a feat as when you take your young kids to the movies for the first time. Which is what you did last week.
I did.
How did that go? How old?
They are 1 and 3.
1 and 3.
People would probably never imagine taking kids that young to the theater.
Way, 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 way too young.
Well, I didn't either. So to kind of backtrack the story.
Yes, please. Build it.
We were out and about.
Out and about.
Because it was between 3 and 6. And if you listen to past shows, you would know that the electric company around here likes to, they put you on these different plans and they say, okay, well, your price will be a little lower if you don't use your AC between 3 and 6. So sometimes we turn it off and we have to leave the house for a while because if not, it'll be 352 degrees with 5 minutes after you turn off the AC.
That's very true. So true.
So we're out and my wife's like, how about a movie? And I was like, okay.
So it was your wife's idea?
Yeah, it was my wife's idea.
How about a movie?
Yeah. We figured, hey, it's cool air.
Yeah.
It's somewhere to sit down.
Suck up somebody else's AC.
Exactly.
I would have done the same thing.
I mean, she probably would rather be in the mall, but we'd spend more money if we did that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, a movie's fine.
Oh, dude, your kids are so young, they get into the movie free. Do they not?
No, my son's 3 now. I think it's 2 and over or something. But we went to the cheap theater.
The dollar theater?
It was $2.
$2 theater. Yeah.
Because
that's good for living in that neighborhood.
Yeah. No, well, we had a drive too. It was a little further out.
Oh yeah. They don't have cheap movies out there where you live in the expensive world.
Yeah.
Might have a new neighbor pretty soon. His name is Little D. Good luck with that.
Is he moving out that way?
He's trying.
Uh oh.
Further away from me, and I'm okay with that.
So we get there, you know. Well, I look up, I first of all pull up my phone, see what's playing. There's like, gotta try to find a kid's movie. So I finally come across
Finding Dory.
No, Angry Birds.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sausage Party.
Yeah.
That's not a kid's movie. Even
it looks like a kid's movie.
I took Little Fella. Is that wrong?
Did you?
No.
Oh. So we get Angry Birds. So, of course, it started 5 minutes before I found it.
Of course.
So we're like rushing there. We get there, walk in, $2 each. So $6. They didn't charge for my daughter. And I mean, there's a couple of reasons. We did $2 movies because we're like, if he doesn't like it, we didn't waste.
But why
$30?
But dude, your little guy is adorable. He's a mini you. There ain't a court on this planet that would ever say that's not your kid. I mean, he literally is a split image of you. I mean, if Adam took his rib, or if Eve took her rib out of her chest and created Adam, you literally took a rib out of your chest and created that little guy. He is so much cuter than you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a backhanded compliment. Did you catch that one? He's small. I mean, you can fit him in the overhead compartment when you fly on a plane. Why didn't you just tell him that he was two? Y'all Mexican.
I think because it was $2. If it was like a $10 movie, I might be like, yeah, he's 6 months old.
But y'all are Mexican. The little pimply-faced teenager behind the window would have expected that you are a Mexican family, so of course you guys don't wait 2 years between kids.
True, very true.
You wait 2 minutes.
No, it was only $2, so I didn't mind.
All right.
So
how did they do?
They did great. They actually did great. We got some popcorn, some snacks, which, by the way, $2 movies doesn't mean cheap popcorn, because popcorn was like $12.
Of course. That's how they make it up on the inside.
No, we get inside, and we didn't have to wait because the movie had already started. Mm-hmm. Sat them down. They had these little booster seats.
How many people were there?
Maybe 15, and there was a bunch of kids, so I wasn't really worried about it, about them being loud. But we get in there and sat him down. He didn't say one word through the movie. He just watched the whole thing.
He literally sat there and paid attention to the entire movie.
The whole movie. And my one-year-old, we kind of swapped back and forth holding her, but didn't cry, didn't yell.
She didn't become like a little spider monkey and wanted to squirm around and
a couple
get
times,
out of
but
there.
We just swapped her around. You know, I tossed her over two seats down to my wife.
Your wife's down there. Here, catch, honey.
Yeah. But no, and they were fine the whole time. They loved it.
Really?
I don't think that's going to happen every time, but
I think that because you went in prepared, because I think where some parents make the mistake is that they take their kids to the movie theater and then the parents expect to have a good experience in the theater. But I think you and your wife went there knowing that this experience was going to be for your kids. And that's probably what changed it, because number one, if I go to a theater and I see lots of kids, when me and little fella went to see the Jungle Book, I was walking up before we even bought the tickets and I saw a whole lot of kids and I looked at little fella and I said, hey, if a lot of these kids are going to be in the theater, 5 minutes, bro, first crier, we're out of here. We're getting our money back from the little scared manager over in the corner that the kids are beating with sticks and posters right now. We're getting our money back from that dude and we're beating cheeks out of here and we'll go over to the high end theater where there's adults. But when I see kids going into a theater, it is an immediate red light warning. My sensors are heightened. But it seems like you and your, other than the fact that you clearly have good kids or clearly you have them on good medication, I don't know, whichever one works, right? I medicate little fella all the time. He doesn't even know it. He's medicated. But if you went in there with the expectation that this movie experience was going to be for the kids, I think that was a difference in there. And you and your wife probably really didn't care whether or not you got a chance to see the movie.
Yeah, no. And I think another thing, too, is I went in there. I mean, we're kind of like, well, if this doesn't work out, we'll just leave. A lot of parents are going to spend a lot of money and take more than one kid. Like, if we left, it's not like my one-year-old's going to be like, we're leaving? She doesn't care. She doesn't even know. So I think some people get so upset, like, calm down, because they have to try to calm all of them down, because there was plenty of kids in their family.
Did any of the other families there ruin it for you?
There was one family that was a little louder. And you could hear her.
Lips family.
You could hear her yelling at each kid.
Shut up.
And she probably didn't want to leave because she had to go deal with them at home anyways.
Shut up. I'm going to kick your little ass when we get out of here.
But no, it was
sit
cool.
Sit down, little Lupe. Sit your ass down. Go beat your head. I'm going to bust your head open to the white man. I swear for the Lord. Ooh, I wish your daddy would have just pulled out. What?
I'm sorry. Whoa. I apologize.
No, but overall, it was great.
It was good.
We lucked out.
Man, when you told me that last week, I was surprised by that, because when you say 1 and 3, the first thing that goes through my mind is, oops, sorry. 1 and 3 years old. I think little fellow was 34 before we took him to the theater.
34. Little D still hasn't been to the theater.
Little D can't go to the theater because he goes in there, and when you put him in a dark room, his clothes just fall off. And that's the one thing you don't want to happen at all. I'm glad it went well, man. That's absolutely incredible. Good luck next time.
I know.
You know, bring Minnie Orly over to Uncle Corey's house. I'm going to give him a sugar pop and a mocha frappuccino from Starbucks, and then take him to the movies. He will not be a spider monkey. He will be a little Mexican firecracker. Pew, 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 popping all over that theater. All right, on the other side of this break, folks, it is a segment that is sweeping the nation. We're bringing it back, folks. It's Trailer Talk, so stick around, because if you miss a little, you miss a lot. Right here on the Fat Guy Radio Show. That was so freaking corny. All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, folks. The Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal is the easiest way to access Amazon while supporting this free show. For 5 years, Amazon has graciously been supporting this show because we tell you about shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and you do. So keep on doing it. Stay-at-home moms, business owners, both large and small, admin assistants that order office supplies, our Amazon portal is a seamless way to shop Amazon. Bookmark it and shop now, shop often, and shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And we thank you so much. I actually I've been asked to post more food pictures on
Facebook, Instagram,
which,
or wherever you're.
Yeah, posting. I don't have it. I should start my own Instagram account to post food pictures. But I've been noticing that I use the same plate over and over and over, this clear round plate. And what you can't see under the food is that it's like has a 1987 design of apples.
Mm. I tend to like older plates better. Like those, I like those thin old ones, like the Pyrex. They're like a Corral or something. And my wife's always like, if I'm like, I'm going to send this picture of this meal to your mom, she's like, put on a nicer plate. And I'm like, nobody cares.
No, I agree with your wife on this one. People do care. And that's why I ordered brand new plates from Amazon.
With gold rings on it.
They don't have gold rings. They're red and black because little fella loves the color red. So they're red and black. And I ordered a new zester. I didn't have a zester. I used to just take when you zest a lemon, I used to just take it and finely julienne it, mini julienne it, and chop it up and create the zest myself. But if you have a nice zester, which is just a finer grater, you get a better zest. And like if I have some recipes that I want to zest a whole lemon, I want a nice little zester to be able to do that. And when I looked at them, I found Amazon had the best price when it came to a zester. So a whole lot of new little kitchen toys, even though I shouldn't be spending any more money because somebody's got to pay for that air conditioning unit on top of my house.
You know what's worse though?
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing
mm-hmm.
is when somebody's like, cooked a homemade dinner. You know, like, usually it's ladies that are trying to show off, like,
right,
look how healthy this is, or blah, blah, blah. And then it's, like, on a paper plate. I always think that's hilarious.
I only put my burgers on paper plates.
No, this is, like, somebody better wife me up, and it's, like, some, like, or it's, like, homemade food tonight, and it's, like, some, like, broccoli, or, like, it's, like, a bag lettuce.
It's
and
horrible.
It's, like, a little piece of, like, pork, and I'm like, get out of here.
No, my last dish was a jalapeno and bacon scratch made macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. It was a little fancy.
And it wasn't that very fancy.
I had mentioned it was almost vegetarian.
It was, if it wasn't for all of that bacon. But it was delicious, and it was spicy, and it was flavorful, and it was built from scratch. There was no box macaroni and cheese. The noodles were bought separately, and there was, heavy cream used. There was a roux that was built, and I built the roux with the jalapenos and minced garlic inside. And that really flavored that roux and thickened it up perfectly. It was scrumptious, perfect consistency, and kind of overcooked the noodles just a little bit. Kind of let them go a little bit too long. Better than undercooked, but I do like my noodles a little al dente, and I use the elbow pasta. So enough of that. That was Corey's Food Corner for Fat Guy Radio Show. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a segment that's sweeping the nation, and we're talking about Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. And this week's...
I feel like our cameras are always like, one week I'm like, my head's cut off. The next week I'm super far. This week I'm super close.
Yeah, we're all super close. Well, if you didn't slouch, you know that if you scoot back, your microphone will go back too. All right, that's a total visual gag for those of you that are listening to this on just the podcast. But this week's trailer is The Good Neighbor. In The Good Neighbor, a pair of mischievous high school kids create the illusion of being haunted on an unsuspecting neighbor while keeping his every reaction under surveillance. They see much more than they bargained for. The Good Neighbor stars Keir Gilchrist and Logan Miller, along with James Caan. Lip, what was your take on The Good Neighbor?
Well, it kept me guessing. I didn't know what, like, in the beginning, I didn't know exactly what they were doing.
Okay, can you bring up the Hooray for Hollywood bed just a little bit? Okay.
And as it got more, you know, into the preview.
Yeah, it was a short trailer.
It seems like a little twist, you know?
Ooh, obviously. A little... plot arc.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it left me where I was like, I think I might go watch this movie.
Ah, you might go watch this movie.
Just because of the ending.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what movie seemed like that. I know I've seen that storyline somewhere. But I can't put my finger on
it. I had something in mind too about the storyline. I was trying to think what it was like.
Okay.
And
What was your take? I figured it out. I know what it is. I know exactly what you're talking about. But Orly, what was your take on the movie The Good Neighbor?
The Good Neighbor. Well,
not State Farm.
I did. At the beginning, they start off, they're like in court. So It makes you think, like, did these dudes kill somebody? Did this guy do something wrong?
Right.
And I was pretty excited that James Caan's in it.
Yeah.
Cool. I like him. Yeah, he's a good actor. I mean, he was with those kids I've never heard of before, those other two younger guys.
Never heard of him myself either.
So I was pretty excited about that. But I thought I had some notes I wrote down here. Oh, anyways.
Welcome back.
No, they seem like they were basically they're doing a prank on this guy to kind of scare him.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of picked the wrong dude to mess with, like you read. And they, I feel like I'm lost. Oh, I know what it reminds me of now. I remember. I don't know if we're going to agree on it. Okay. Joyride.
Okay.
Have you seen Joyride?
I have not seen Joyride.
They basically are pulling a prank, and they mess with the wrong dude, and this guy ends up being a crazy.
Right.
And that's basically what happens.
Yeah, it didn't remind me of that, but I see where you're going.
Yeah, basically, they're messing with the wrong guy that ends up going to get them in trouble, or he's going to... I think he has something to hide, so it kind of... turns into a whole... And by the way, I don't have anybody mentioned, they set up video cameras in this guy's house.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's
kept
that.
Him under surveillance. Okay, well, my take on it is that it's the creepy psycho neighbor. And the movie Lip that I believe that you are thinking it is, it puts you in the mind of Disturbia. Mm. It's a direct reflection of Disturbia.
Yeah.
The movie about, I think it was, I can't remember the actor's name. Anyway, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf was in it. He gets under house arrest. He starts to put his neighbor under surveillance, finds out that he may or may not be a murderer. They just think he's having, you know, that disease when you're just shut down in your house. But you're thinking of Disturbia because it completely puts you in the mind of Disturbia. The creepy psycho neighbor story. We've seen it. Don't go into the basement. Don't go into the basement. Don't go into the basement. Part four, they go into the basement.
Of course, yeah. You got to go in the basement.
It's one of those movies that the stupid good-looking kids do the stupid things. Now, how it ends, I don't know, and I am a little intrigued to find out how it ends, but it has absolutely no play, no interest on mine. I don't want to go see it. I've already seen Disturbia.
But what movies are original these days? There's not many original movies anymore.
That's the challenge to Hollywood, not me.
True.
It's Hollywood's challenge.
Yeah.
They need to come out with something new and original. Or they need to...
Like another Ghostbusters movie.
No. God, no. That was horrible. But it's just Disturbia all over again.
I've never seen Disturbia, so...
If you do, well, if you go see this movie, you've seen Disturbia.
I guess I could just watch Disturbia on... TV on Netflix, probably.
It's not available on Netflix. Nah. It's available on Amazon Prime, but it's not one of the free Prime movies you have to pay for. It's like $3.99 to rent.
It's cheaper than going to theater.
It would be, the movie isn't worth paying to rent it. It would be something that you would want to catch on broadcast television because it comes on TV, especially as Halloween is coming up. You'll definitely see it around Halloween.
On Thriller Network or something?
Something like that. They already, so Lip, how many surf boy booties do you give it?
Out of what?
Five. One being horrible, five being
bootylicious.
Bootylicious.
Let's go right down the middle to three.
Pardon the pun. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?
I'm gonna give it two. I'll give it two, and I do want to see it.
Fun. That makes me laugh.
You
give it. You give it two surf boy booties.
Surf boy booties.
All right. I give it one butt cheek of the surfboard booty. Butt cheek. I mean,
the half a butt cheek that I didn't want?
Yeah, the half butt cheek you didn't want. I mean, the ending, I would like to see what comes up because the trailer did leave that intrigue there, kind of like Animal Kingdom. It left me just a little bit to say, ooh, what's going to happen next? You know, I want to see what comes out in it, but it is also kind of predictable.
Yeah.
In a way.
Unless they pull the whole, everybody always shows all the great clips in the trailer. Maybe they didn't.
I don't think they did. That gives him, you know, a quarter of the half of the butt cheek that I gave him is that they did not be their L in the trailer. So I would give him that. So I thought it was a good pull, Orly. I think it was an absolute good pull. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Fat Guy Radio Show's trailer talk. And we're going to take a quick break right here. Lip. And on the other side of this break, we'll bring back the segment that everybody loves so much. And we're talking about Bitch of the Year nominee. And then also Orly found a hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag better Pontus candidate.
And we have some new listeners.
Oh, we have some new listener. Okay, we'll get to the new listener alert right after this break. We're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. If we'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said that on the air. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the... here I go. Where was it? Where was it? Was it on four? It was on four. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what this means. New listener alert! New listener alert! New listener alert! Take it away, Orly. Who's our new listeners?
We have, I went live today on Facebook before we went live on here.
Yeah, I heard that down the hall.
Yeah, we're just doing a couple minutes, and it was a lot of people.
Sorry I wasn't in here for that, y'all.
A lot of people saying hi, but new listeners that wrote in saying they're going to listen are people that just told me they were going to listen. Shancy Popejoy.
Who?
Shancy.
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 Ooh, Shancy. Fancy. You got to before I did.
Out in California.
Shancy.
We got Ahmed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Which is always on Instagram posting workout selfies.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting all yoked up.
Is he good looking?
I don't know how to let you judge that.
No, that means,
you know,
yes.
I'm too tough to. I'm too
no,
tough
yeah,
to
yeah,
say
yeah.
It,
yeah. You're too effing straight to say another guy is good looking or in good shape. I understand, Orly. Please don't let your ball sack trip me on the way out of the studio.
We got a Curtis Cardoza.
Curtis? These are some great names. These are some great names. Yancey and Curtis.
Chancey?
What did I come up with, Yancey?
There's another good one. We got Cena.
Did she see it coming?
Cena.
She's Cena. You do it, Lip.
He looks lost.
Cena.
Cena out in California.
I see y'all in California.
Got Jason in Orlando, Florida.
Ooh, Orlando.
Jason T.
T. Just a T. Initial letter T.
A T.
So we don't know what the T stands for?
We don't.
I know what it stands for. Jason Testicles. Thank you
Jessica,
for listening.
Jessica out in Parker. So you know she has to know our boy,
PJ.
PJ
from Parker. We haven't heard from him in a while.
I know. He's missing in action.
He fell off the planet.
And we got my old friend Melissa out in California.
Melissa!
And by old friend, she's literally old. She's like 85.
Oh, God bless your heart, Melissa.
I'm just kidding. She's not 85.
Well, then screw it. I'm sorry. I was going to give her a whole, like, hey, she must love this Price is Right music.
She actually listens all the time.
Yeah.
And I always just forget to give her a new listener.
Oh, that's messed up.
I know.
Melissa.
How rude of me.
He's so rude. Old friends just never come through for you sometimes, Melissa.
Even Lip looks mad at me. He's like staring at me with a dirty eye.
Yeah, he mad. He giving you the old stink eye.
So that's new listeners. And if you want to hear your little name,
hear your little name,
let me know.
Hear your little name.
On Instagram or Twitter.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we love to shout out new listeners. And I know that we get new listeners all the time. And we also do recognize that some listeners just want to be listeners, you know, they don't necessarily want some of the shout outs that we do, and they don't want to, you know, I mean, people are just like that sometimes. They just want their privacy. But we thank all of you. But if you'd like to have a little shout out, please reach out to Orly on any of our social medias, or you can friend Orly directly on Facebook, and you can friend me, but I probably post things on Facebook probably once every 3 years. And that's because I'm anti-Facebook and I hate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the segment that is sweeping the nation. It is back after a 6-week hiatus, and that, of course, is Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
All right, this week's Bitch of the Year nominee is Michael PJ in the house off the Twitter.
PJ, about time, PJ.
What's up, PJ from Parker?
It's been a while, PJ. No memes have been coming through.
PJ, what's going on? We had a whole bit set up for you that we were going to do. PJ's meme of the week. But no, you fell off the planet, but I'm glad you're back.
Maybe he was in jail.
He was arrested.
He was probably in jail.
Drug cartel. You know
that
what
kind of name, PJ?
PJ from Parker.
Maybe he was slinging some PJ.
Some
peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly, boy.
Coated with something.
Coated with codeine. All right. This week's Bitch of the Year is not PJ from Parker. It's Michael William Henson, 35, of Dayton, Ohio. Police responded to reports of a man acting strange on Tuesday as witnesses reported a man with his pants pulled down and his genitals in the grill of his red van.
Strange. I see that like every week I drive to the studio.
ladies and gentlemen, it was a Ford 1987 Caravan. Dayton police reported that an Ohio man was arrested on Tuesday after violating a van.
Wow.
According to TV, the suspect, genitals in the pan. Oh, he was pulled over. His genitals were in the grill of the red van that was parked on the street. The suspect then passed out in a nearby yard before walking away. How long did it take Dayton, Ohio's police to get there if dude had enough time to go ahead and finish if you know what I mean, and then take a nap, because any woman knows that when we finish, we want to take a nap.
Yeah.
So he took a nap, and then police later arrested him, who appeared to be under the influence of possibly narcotics, police reported, and he's being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,500 bond and on pending public indecency charges. So you know that's one crazy dumb bitch when you screw your van and then pass out in a park.
Was it a consensual van sex?
I don't,
you know, did he know the van?
We don't know, but at least he did it in the grill and didn't stick it up the tailpipe. And that is your bitch of the year. Bitch. All right, we have a few minutes left in the show. So, Orly, you found this hashtag called hashtag Better Pontus Candidate.
Yeah.
Basically, better. People wanting, basically, who would be a better president and why? Who did you come up with?
I came up with. These are on Twitter. They were all over.
Oh, these were all on Twitter.
These were all over the Twitter.
Fire through them. We got 4 minutes.
These are mine. Mine were.
Okay, what are yours?
Mine were Ellen DeGeneres, because she's always doing nice things. So could you imagine if somebody wants to go to war with us? She could be like, hey, free TV, free. You know, I figured that was a good one.
And she danced the whole time.
Yeah, I got Seth MacFarlane.
Okay.
If you don't know him, he's a creator of Family Guy.
He's
can
a
you
pot
imagine
smoker.
Those speeches?
Yeah, everybody would be cool, man.
And he would be doing a. He would be doing all the Family Guy, not Seth Rogen.
Oh,
Seth MacFarlane. He's the creator of Family Guy.
Yeah,
but he usually does like these college speeches and stuff, and does like all the Family Guy characters.
Oh, okay, all right. All
and
right.
My last one, just for fun, Fran Drescher. Can you imagine those speeches? So annoying. Who do you have?
For my, well, you had three.
I just had three.
Did you have any?
I don't have any.
That a boy. No. Way to go the extra mile. I had a few. Bill Cosby. Well, we'll at least know that, he will put, Big Bed Industry, in check, because everybody will be asleep. Big Bed Industry. They call it Big Bed Lip. Big Sleep.
Big Bird?
No. Conan O'Brien would be a great president. Great hair. Everybody would get great hair, but horrible jokes. God, he's not funny whatsoever. Oprah! Better president! Why hell? She's just Oprah.
Yeah.
That's an expression of Tyler Perry would be a better presidential candidate. He'll make all the laws for nothing but black people.
As would it be Tyler Perry or would it be Madea? Or would he do both?
It would be Tyler Perry, but okay. Madea would be first lady.
She'd be the vice president.
Yeah. I think that a better Pontus candidate may be Ryan Lochte. Lochte? The swimmer boy.
Oh.
I would be really excited to see his foreign policy on honesty. that will definitely put him over with the American people. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq
would be a better Pontus candidate, because the biggest industry will no longer be oil, but it will be eye surgery. Have you just seen, as he gets older, that right eye is just going further? Wall eye. Not Wally. Wall eye. Shaq. Knock that eye back in the socket. Knock that eye back over there.
He could use Michelle Obama's as vice president, and they could both. They could be doing like panoramic views. They would have panoramic eyes, because one of his eyes would go this way, and one of her eyes would be going the other way.
We will never get anything bio, because they will see it coming.
Yeah, 360.
What's this coming in off the Twitter? Morgan Freeman from Lady K. She always thought that he would make a great president, and she didn't put this in there, but I will, because I'm a comedian. Morgan Freeman, everybody gets face moles.
Oh, man.
Face moles.
And another presidential candidate would be Adele. Everybody gets biscuits.
Everybody. Biscuits. She canceled last night.
She's fat. That's why she canceled. She did cancel on Phoenix, but she already did a show in Phoenix, right?
She she was going to do two shows.
She was going to do two. But yeah, Adele would be a great presidential candidate, because everybody gets biscuits. Exactly.
And every speech would start with, hello.
Yeah. Call the White House. Hello.
From the other side.
From the other side. And my final presidential candidate nominee would be Ray J.
Ray J.
Yes, because the government F's us anyway. Why not make us famous when they're done? That's what I would go. And I didn't hit the button right. That's all right. We'll fix this in editing. Don't worry about it, Lip. We gotta get out of here. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. This Fat Guy Radio show. Am I early?
Are you?
Yeah, about a minute.
About a minute?
Yeah.
Thanks to all the new listeners.
Yes, thanks to all the new listeners. And only blowing out his microphone. I appreciate that. Sorry, Justin Bieber. We just didn't get to you. But today's show was brought to you by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Expect more and pay less at Target through the banner ad on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's very easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of our show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Fat Guy Radio Show is literally radio. You can see.
Yeah.
Have a business, product, or event advertised on this show. Email info at bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now. Download and share our new free app available exclusively in the iTunes App Store or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/app. From your Apple mobile device or tablet. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It is my daily blog. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
That's me.
And Orly.
We'll see you later.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding skinny people.
Yes.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what is it all about, pull out of the surf shop owning boy's butt and tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for an all new Fat Guy Radio show. We will see you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...